That's what I would do. That'd be my belly laugh if I was working at like a carnival or like a midway doing the fair thing. It's the Joe and Alex Show, and right now we have your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Indiana State Fair. I am so excited about that. Like, I love playing the games, but I'm excited for the food. Also, like, I like the 4-H area. Like, what's your favorite part? Because you're a big State Fair person, Alex.
Well, I remember last year there was some booth and somebody was selling homemade like bath stuff, and they had all this lavender scented like soap and stuff like that. So I was like geeked up for that because lavender is my favorite smell of all time.
All right. Well, let's get somebody to play and we can find out what theirs is. Melissa, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's your favorite thing to do at the fair, Melissa?
Oh, I just like walking around looking at the animals.
Well, at least you can walk, so we know you can't be that fat.
That's true. That's very true. All right, let's figure this out. Wait, do you like to people watch, though? Because I like to people watch, too.
I do, yeah.
That's okay, one of the best things about this. It is. Any state fair.
And now I'm getting to the point in my life, though, where I'm kind of letting myself go that I feel like people are probably people watching me now.
That's probably true.
Like the people of Walmart, like I'm slowly turning into them.
Yeah, the people of radio.
All right, Melissa, we need you to be 100% honest here because I'm trying to at least figure a little bit out about you. So at the end, I could try to guess your weight. Once again, I have to come within 5 pounds. Is that correct? We're going to say 5 pounds. Okay.
Yeah, 5 pounds.
5 pounds. Okay. Melissa, here we go. Let's start. What scent makes you mad or like angry? When you smell it, you're like, your demeanor changes.
Scent?
Yeah, like a smell maybe.
I don't really know. Scent. Sorry.
Scent. Do you have kids? Like, would it be like a poopy diaper?
Yeah, what do you hate the smell of?
Wet dog.
Oh, I really hate the smell of wet dog. You are very correct.
Yeah.
My kids go to their dads and they come home and smell like dog. It makes me sick.
Ew.
Okay. All right. Good. Let's continue on here. Once again, this is personal, but I need you to answer it. Have you ever had lice?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for being honest about that.
Wait, does the number go up or down in your mind?
I feel like lice, they eat some of your skin cells, so you lose a little weight, right?
It's honestly, these are all going to depend on
you shave 5 pounds of hair off after the lice, eat it all up, right?
It could
be. She got a haircut, she would have lost a little bit of weight.
In your opinion, what seems like it would be softer? A penguin's eyebrow?
What?
Or the lips/mouth of a tiger?
What?
I would say the lips.
The lips.
The tiger is softer than the eyebrow.
That is a very, very... I'm sensing a pattern so far, so this is good. Okay.
Oh, you are? So you're starting to really actually figure out her weight right now.
You guys
now
make me want to make out with a tiger.
Yeah. They're like two pillows.
All right, Melissa, let's continue on this journey here. What was the last thing you ate? So if you've had breakfast this morning, I would say that would be it. What's the last thing that you ate?
I ate fettuccine alfredo last night.
Carbs.
So you haven't had? Have you not had breakfast though?
Carb night.
No.
Okay. Listen, you guys almost breezed over it. She has not had breakfast yet, so
she's not a breakfast eater. People that eat breakfast every day. That's a fact. It's science.
Okay. Once again, I thank you for being honest, because I think for some people these questions can be embarrassing or tough, but I'm trying to get an answer here and win you these Indiana State Fair tickets. Can you touch your toes standing up, like where you bend over kind of? Can you do that?
No.
Okay. For a fun fact, I can't do that either.
I was like, can you, Joe?
No, I can't. Yeah. At one time I could, but I was doing a lot of yoga and a lot of stuff like that, karate.
He was doing yoga.
Yoga. All right, a few more questions. Thanks for hanging on here this morning, Melissa. We're trying to get you Indiana State Fair tickets here by guessing your weight when this is all done. Who seems like they would be a know-it-all? Demi Lovato or Tom Cruise?
What the heck?
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that's who I would say, too. F him. No.
What? Why?
He just seems like a jerk.
Well, I think he is kind of annoying. He's like a little annoying weasel.
Yeah.
And Tom Cruise.
Exactly. He totally is like a weasel.
Okay, a few more here. These are going to be like, I think, your last two. Melissa, do you believe in life after love?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, she shared her opinion.
She shared her opinion.
And to be honest, that one kind of threw me for a loop. Like everything I was going with, her answer right there. For the other question she's answered, I might not get this one right before I can tell. All right, one more question, then I'll... You really threw me off, though, to be honest. But I'm glad you're being honest, but I don't know if I know what I'm talking about now. Why are you the way you are, Melissa? Like, what in... Like, why are you what you are? Like, what made you the way you are?
What?
For example, here we go. You guys give me crap all the time for being a cheap person, like, and I'm very frugal as a person in general.
Yeah, are you as bad as our Freak Show Friday, Simone?
Not that, but the reason I'm so frugal and cheap, even though, like, you know, I make an okay living, I do decent, I'm very thankful for my job, is because my parents made a lot of money and were so bad with it that they were broke. So that's okay. That's what made me how I am,
so,
and you guys,
Melissa,
make fun of me.
What are you like as a person? Are you introverted, extroverted? I don't know. What's a fun fact?
I'm just a good person, and I can take my mom for that.
Okay. She's just good.
That was kind of helpful, but not really. But it's not your fault. It's just being honest.
These questions are weird. I don't know how you could ever guess a weight from these.
Well, it's like kind of a template. It's an outline. So reviewing what we have here, we kind of had the scent that makes you mad was like wet dog.
You've had lice.
You've had lice, which is tough to admit, but thank you. You went with a lip of a tiger being softer, in your opinion, than the penguin's eyebrow.
Do penguins have eyebrows?
Yeah, they do. A lot of them have, like, the emperor penguins have those big-ass,
really?
like drag queen eyebrows.
Yeah, they're like super, like, feathers hanging off their heads.
Let's see here. The last thing you ate, you didn't have breakfast this morning, which is very telling. It's interesting.
Uh-huh.
At least I thought it was. You had, I believe you said fettuccine Alfredo last night or something, like a pasta dish.
Uh-huh.
You can't touch your toes, which is okay. And you said the person that seems like they would know it all between Demi Lovato or Tom Cruise would be Tom Cruise, which I think we all agree
Fair.
With.
Yeah. Solid choice.
You do believe in life after love, which is what threw me for a loop here.
Oh, that was the one?
That
it wasn't
one...
the lips of a tiger?
Yeah. And you're just a nice, like, happy person because of your mom, which is sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Before I say your number that I think it might be, I think your number might be a little bit higher than the person we had earlier in the week who weighed 145. I think you might weigh a little bit more than that. I think you're beautiful the way you are.
All right.
No, I'm just saying, I'm going with a number a little bit higher than that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Within 5 pounds, right? I got to come within 5 pounds?
Yeah.
Okay. Melissa, I'm going to say that you weigh... Okay. The number, let me write it down. Here, I'll show you guys.
Jeez Louise,
hold on.
Dramatic suspense here.
Alex, tell Melissa what number I just wrote down.
Okay, Joe says 210.
Are you 210 pounds?
No.
Okay.
It's within 5 pounds.
What? What? How much?
215.
Oh my gosh!
How in the world?
That's why I need that wiggle room.
With those questions.
No, they make sense, though. For example, Alex brought up, in a roundabout way, it does. Like, for example, the tiger is a lot bigger than a penguin. So maybe you identify with the tiger compared to a penguin.
Subconsciously.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, what scent makes you mad? Like, for example, if you would have said something that, like, hey, like, burnt food makes me mad, I would have probably added some more weight to that, too. Because when my wife burns dinner, oh my gosh, I'm upset about that. The thing that with Tom Cruise, though, that kind of got me, I was like, interesting, because I think, to me, Tom Cruise is smaller than Demi Lovato.
Well,
does any of this
taller,
make sense?
But
no,
he is lanky.
He's just arrogant.
Yeah.
Okay.
His ego is big.
And the thing that kind of tripped me up, though, was what you ate, but Alex brought up a good point that kind of made sense to me, as to which my thought process is that you didn't eat breakfast yet, and maybe you're not going to have it at all, but you did have kind of a pasta, which is carb heavy. And, you know, like, mm-hmm. carbs usually can contribute to weight.
This is fascinating.
And bottom line, if this makes sense or not, congratulations goes out to Melissa. I was within 5 pounds, and you just won yourself a pair of Indiana State Fair tickets. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Eli Lilly should hire us as scientists.